in the last days, in your time right now, that you cannot muster up enough knowledge to understand it. Neither can you muster up enough faith if you prayed like you did on the old covenant, building up yourself on your most holy faith. If you prayed in the Holy Ghost and build up your faith, you'd have to be continually hollering all time to build up the kind of faith God is moving through you now. Under the new covenant, you move praying without ceasing. So he gives you rags or things to identify with, towels that he has saturated with his blood and his fire and his love. And he has shown it to you before your eyes in demonstration that it works. And so you identify your same way with this, and he begins to move out of you and believing and move through you in whatever you're identifying with. This has always been God's plan. Oh, 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 oh. As long as we had, you know, all we had to do was just believe a little simple doctrine, like Christ in you, the hope of glory, you know, you could close your eyes and whisper Jesus and you could feel him come alive, couldn't you? But now it has come time, and should have been long ago, but the Lord did it when we were able to take it. Well, I don't know. But now it's become time for that Christ in you, the hope of glory, to come out through you and clothe, and have come out through you and have clothed upon you and saturate and possess you. And you can't just move into just simply breathing Jesus inside you anymore and make this thing work. So he has to have something outside of you to lead it out of you. Oh, something for you to identify with and still not strive, but stay in a state of rest. Oh, and it works, doesn't it? Oh, oh. God brings this down to simplicity is his desire and his promise that he would make all men the same, whether they be ignorant as far as education in the world is concerned or whether they be highly educated. He has said, the high shall condescend to the low and the low shall rise to the high. Now, Satan has ruled and kept the people that are ignorant in the world and those that didn't have the capacity to learn. You know, a lot of times folks go through a form of education and they're more ignorant than the person that never had any education because they just went through it, you know, just to get through. But Satan has used that great knowledge of man and put it up on a pedestal and made everybody worship it. And he condemned the people that were ignorant and those that couldn't learn, didn't he? And made them struggle and try, one day I can get like so-and-so, put up there as a God. What they don't really know, that man that's up there struggling and strive to get up there educating, that's the most tormented fellow you've ever seen in your life. But they know Satan don't let you see that part of it. Oh. Well, God said he's going to make all one. And no matter what your mental capacity, you have a place in the kingdom of God and you have a place in the world. But it all come out through you, oh, by faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Oh. The way that Satan drives you into a useless life of education, Brother Ron, is to is to make you feel inferior. An education in Christ is not useless. Did you know this? If you move in it, Christ moving through you to lay hold upon knowledge, mysteries of the world that can be used for the kingdom of God, that is not useless. But the other things, the way that man goes about it, it is useless. The most useless thing in the world, it becomes destructive. Some of the greatest knowledge today in the splitting of an atom and atomic and hydrogen energy that man has risen to through their great knowledge is now being held over them by Satan as a threat of destruction. Oh! Now that kind of knowledge, if it is acquired through Christ, then it will not be held as a threat of destruction, but it'll be held, all the good for humanity will come out of that kind of knowledge. So great knowledge of these things is not a sin in itself. It's the motivation of the evil spirit behind it that does it. Oh, oh. Oh, this is the reason why Jesus spoke a mystery in a society in the day in which he lived. He said about the Pharisees, you know, they were the controllers of that society. He said, go ahead and do what they say. But he said, don't do like they do. He said, all these commandments they got worked up and all this order that they have and education, this and that and other. He said, go ahead, submit to that. But said, let Christ come out through you and take those things and digest them and make them good. Said, they are of Satan. There's a reason why he can speak unto the pure, all things are pure. And he proved the very thing he was talking about, the very thing I'm talking about, through the life of the Apostle Paul. A man that was highly educated in the Pharisee religion, a man that was also highly educated in the law of Roman citizenship, a Roman by birth, though a Jew. And all he suffered something terrible under that thing. But when Christ got through with him, doing just exactly what he said to do, Christ purified him of all the bad motivations of Satan inside of him, and taking that great knowledge, purifying it through the fire and the love and the grace of Christ, he delivered unto you and I some of the very things that you and I are using right now. And then he took people like Peter that had no knowledge of all at all, as ignorant as it could be, and through that moving of faith opened up his mind. And he rose to the same level as all Paul and all the rest of them. And he picked up John Mark off the street. A kid that was so scared when they came after Jesus to crucify him, been beat and kicked around by all the rest of them all their life, you know. That a kid that had such a fear in him when they came after Jesus to crucify him, it so terrorized him until he ran away. And as he started to run away, one of the soldiers grabbed at him and got his clothes, and he ran away naked. But in the last And he was very undependable when he started into the ministry. That fear and that inferiority, I'm going to fail, you know, just kept beating him and beating him. But right at the last, Paul finished up Paul's ministry, you hear him write or cry through him, said, send me John Mark. Said, he's about one of the few left that is profitable to my ministry. Whoa, 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 whoa. I see you right there before me. Oh, shining in your resurrection. Oh, head and hair white as wool. As white as snow. Clothed with a garment all the way down to the foot. Feet like fine brass burned in a furnace. Eyes like flames of fire. And your whole countenance shining like the sun in the noonday strength. Clothed upon and possessed, with my Father, and with a fire, a lake of fire, in your bowels, and in the bowels of my Father, in which I confess all my own nature, and all working of Satan, hath been placed in that lake of fire, and hath been destroyed. Gate number one. Lord Jesus. I accept you right there before me. Head and hair white as wool. White as snow. Clothed with a garment all the way down to the floor. Feet like fine brass. Burned in the furnace. Your whole body. Your whole countenance. Mixed with fire and glory. Clothed upon with my Father. And one with my Father. And in your mind, in your memory, and over behind you, is a sea of forgetfulness in which all my past life and all my old sin and all my old mistakes has been placed and has sunk out of sight in that sea of forgetfulness. Now just wipe yourself over him. Let's wipe after each one now. That was gate number two. Oh, Lord Jesus. See you right there before me. Shining in your resurrection. Oh, head and hair white as wool. Oh, white as snow. Face. Shining with glory. Eyes. Like fire. Clothed with a garment all the way down to the foot. Feet like fine brass. Burned in a furnace. Oh, body shining with fine glory. And clothed upon you and in you, one with you, in my Father. And in you, I see a heart of love, your heart of love, and you're my Father's heart of love, in which I save all my old soul, all my old being, all my whole nature has been placed upon that heart of love and has been absorbed into that heart of love. Now wipe yourself over in him. That was gig number three. That is the fulfillment of what Jesus spoke and was spoken through the mouth of the prophet. That said, in that day, when the enemies of my people shall pursue them, said they shall die at the gates. Oh! But my people shall live in glory. Oh. Now let me speak another mystery found in the life of Samson. Painted. He being strong in the Lord, when he went through the gates, he carried them with him. So you'll find, as you move in this and get strong in the Lord, which you're already doing, those gates will be before you day and night. Ushikalalalalabraya. Being as Samson, you will carry them with you wherever you go. And fulfilling what Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, and even unto the end of the world." And fulfilling what David the psalmist said, said, "I see the Lord ever before my face." Fulfilling them. The promise in the book of Revelation is that there is no need of the temple therein, for the Lord God and the Lamb is the temple thereof. Oh, now God has his places, his churches like this, in which is revealed all the mysteries. And in here, but in here you learn to get things and carry them home with you. And these gates shall be carried home with you. Oh, you may not can carry them very good. May can't see them very good. But as you keep moving, in knowledge and faith inside of the church in which all the mysteries of Christ are revealed, pretty soon they'll flash up there before you. And you'll also find yourself bearing them on your shoulders face to face. Oh. Didn't know all that, did you? There's a lot of things you don't know yet. You're pretty smart, you know. Moving in faith. You're pretty smart. You're getting there and you're moving fast. Some of you that come in last, that brother right there moving ahead of some of y'all. You know why? Because he didn't come in here trying to tell everybody what to do like some of y'all did. I'm not kidding. He didn't say a word to me about when are we going to do this, and when are we going to do that, and when are we going to do that? Not really. He didn't. Now, did you, brother? He didn't say a word about when we're going to do this, and when we're going to do that, and I got this problem, this is wrong with me, that. He didn't worry me a bit. Like some folks I know, yes, Lord. Come up growling me one time. When am I going to get to you? Yes. You know what he did, though? You know what he did? He went over and sat down. And he just let the Spirit of the Lord come on. And I looked over and I saw him just quivering. No one had said a word. And when that word began to move, he began to obey. And the first thing you knew, he was just glowing with the power of God. Oh. Fulfilling another scripture, the best place to sit is at the feet of Jesus. And the best place to learn is to keep your mouth shut. Isn't it? Oh, and we're learning that too. You want to carry the gates home with you in a hurry? Yes, Lord. Sit at the feet of Jesus. Listen to his minister, but look at him. I told that brother close his eyes. He closed his eyes. He'll listen to what I said, but Jesus was pulsating it out on him. Yes, Lord. Oh, got another one over here doing the same thing. He doesn't even open his eyes. Every once in a while, he sort of squints to see what's going on. Oh, Lord Jesus, see you right there before me. Oh, head and hair, white as wool, white as snow, clothed with a garment all the way down to the foot, body filled with fire and glory. Oh, feet like fine brass, burned in a furnace. Oh, clothed of bone and one with my Father. Oh, by faith, I see the heart of you and my Father, which is filled with love and fire and water of forgetfulness, in which I say, all my old nature, all working to Satan, and all my past sin has been laid upon that heart of yours and has been absorbed into that heart. Wipe yourself over in there. Oh. Now, we were talking about gate number three then, which is the heart of the Father, our Father, the bosom of Abraham. But we began to find out what was in the heart of our Father and Jesus was also some of the other things in these other two gates. In his heart, there's also burning the fire that destroys all the works of the enemy. And there's also the waters of forgetfulness. No. That was gate number three. Now let's go to gate number two. Gate number two was the sea of forgetfulness, wasn't it? And Brother Pruitt, you're carrying me too fast. The Lord told me to do it just this way, so let's do it. We'll have it on tape to where we can work it out by the Spirit. Oh, Lord Jesus. I accept. You're right there before me. Ooh, clothed with a garment all the way down to the foot. Head and eye, white as wool, white as snow. Eyes like fire. Ooh, fire and glory. Shining out through all your body. Feet like fine brass. And clothed upon. Ooh, we're in one with my Father. And in your mind, I see a lake of forgetfulness. Oh, and I see that lake of forgetfulness also reaches down into your heart. Oh, and I see that lake of forgetfulness. Oh, that's in your mind and in your heart. Also reaches down to a lake of fire in which I say, all my old nature, and all working of Satan, and all my past mistakes, all my old flesh has been placed, in that sea of water, fire, and love, and has been consumed. Wipe yourself over in there. Now that was gate number two. Let's go to gate number one. Carry me too fast. No, you're going to take this and you're going to work it out. Because you're going to be like Samson. You're going to run through the gates and carry them with you. I don't care who you are, you're going to carry them with you. Yes, Lord. You're going to come back in and get more strength on those gates, and you're going to carry them with you. So let's go to gate number one. Now, what was gate number one? That was the pit of fire, the lake of fire, wasn't it? Okay. Ooh. Gate number one. Lord Jesus, see you right there before me. Clothed upon. Your head and hair, white as wool, white as snow. Clothed upon and one with my Father. Eyes like fire. Oh, your whole body shining with fire and resurrection of the glory of you and my Father. And in your bowels. Oh, in a lake of fire. Oh. And over that lake of fire, in the heart of love, dripping love down into that fire. Oh, and over that lake of fire in your mind, is a sea of forgetfulness, dripping down, filling that lake of fire with a sea of forgetfulness, on which I say, all my old nature, all my working of Satan, has been placed on. And has been destroyed. No. Listen to a scripture and you'll get a mystery of what we're fixing to do next. Revelation, the 21st chapter, verse 21. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, and every several gate was of one pearl. Said, even though they were three distinct gates. He said, there is a place in the Lord when they all become one. As you move. Oh. Said, listen to it now. Every several gate was one pearl. Fulfilling exactly what you've been taught from the time you started. That there were three that bear witness in earth, the spirit, the water, and the blood, and these all three agree in one. Oh, remember? And there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three all agree in one. And then you found out that when you begin to move into your teaching of the three that bear witness in heaven and the three that bear witness in earth, you begin to find out all of these three became one in you. Oh! So now, we want to get a demonstration of all three of these becoming one. No matter whether you understand it now or not, he'll work it out in you, won't he? Because it hath already been finished. Now, putting all three of these gates together in one, let's look at it. Are you ready? Lord Jesus, see you right there before me. Ooh, shining with a resurrection power. Head and hair clothed. White as wool. Ooh, body like fine glory. Feet like fine brass, burned in a furnace. Clothed upon and one with my Father. And clothed upon and one with the power of the Holy Ghost. Upon which I say my mind has been placed in your mind, the sea of forgetfulness. And my heart has been placed in your heart. Oh, the heart of love. And and my bowels and my whole being has been placed in that lake of fire in your bowels, and hath now been absorbed and consumed. Now just wipe yourself over in there. Does it get you sort of confused in your mind? If it does, that's the way it's supposed to. Because God said in that day, when it'll be as Moses coming up out of Egypt, and said, there shall be great confusion upon the minds of the people. Said, much shall be happening, they don't know what's going on. But said, as they walk along in the wilderness, moving and using these things, said, all that confusion will leave, and they'll know the Lord face to face. In order for God to move you into a place where you're supposed to be, he's got to bring such a confusion on your mind that it's trying to understand him until you give up and begin to move by faith. Whoa. And once you give up trying to understand and begin to move by faith first and let understanding come second, you got it made. Akashika. Whoa. You see what this old thing is of getting you set up to try to understand these things at every step. This is Satan trying to pull you back into his order. That makes you want to get knowledge and understanding first and build faith. But that's not the way God works. He's too great. You can't know him that way. You got to know him, get just enough understanding for you to act in faith and obedience on. And then, when you act in that faith and obedience, the glory and the power comes and it opens up your mind. And then you understand God, because you felt him first by faith, and his knowledge and his power opened up in your mind. That keeps you safe in the order of God, which is faith. The devil cannot touch faith. He's tired at you through knowledge. Tries to make you figure out what's good and bad. But he can't touch you in the heart of faith. For when you move in faith, you slap out running. You move in the realm of faith. He doesn't even know anything about the realm of faith. He knows all about the realm of knowledge. And he knows all about the realm of beauty. Because this thing of beauty and pride and knowledge was what made him try to take away the throne of God. But he knew nothing about the secret of faith. When God breathed faith unto the angel Michael and they threw him out of heaven, he didn't even know what was going on. Now the ways of the Lord, even though they seem strange to us when we start, the ways of the Lord are so simple. If you follow them step by step and go back and get refreshed and renewed in them, the renewings of the Holy Ghost, that though a man be a fool, he'll not err therein. But upon the ways of the Lord, every man that thinketh himself to be something, he stumbleth and falleth as a fool. Yes, Lord. But those that say, well, I'm just nothing here and before the greatness of God, so I'm just going to obey that and set him right there before your face and go through these steps and feel that glory, then your understanding comes. Do you like it this way? Oh, 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 Lord Jesus. Gate number one again. Now we're going to do it sort of quiet and peaceful. If you can hold it, you know, don't quench anything. Don't quench anything. Just let her rip. There's a time for rolling. There's a time he'll settle you down. He'll settle you down when he's ready. And you roll and weep until he changes you. do whatever. Quiver, you do whatever. Don't get ashamed of it. Just do whatever he has to do to you. Some he'll move into peace quickly. Others will roll and jump like grasshoppers. Because that's what we are. We're grasshoppers in his sight, you know. Oh, buddy, let him do the work in you individually. Okay? Don't try to do it yourself. Lord Jesus. See you right there before me. Gate number one. Oh, clothed upon. Oh, with glory. Hey, isn't that white as wool? White as snow. Eye like fire. Body shining like the sun in the noonday strength. A garment all the way down to the foot. A girdle. A pure gold. Which is the heart of my Father. Oh, and in the side of your bowels and the bowels of my Father is a lake of fire. Oh, see it burn. Now over that lake of fire hang that girdle of the Holy Ghost. That every time I put something in that lake of fire, that girdle of the Holy Ghost, when you're one with my Father, burns it up. I say, all my own nature and all working of Satan have been placed in that lake of fire and has been destroyed. Now just wipe. Whoa, a shot out of it. Number two, Lord Jesus, you're right there before me. Gate number two in the New Jerusalem. Here now, white as wool, white as snow, eye like fire, body shining in resurrection glory, clothed with a garment all the way down to the floor. Ooh, feet like fine brass, burning in a furnace. One with my Father. And in your mind, in your memory, there's a sea of forgiveness. Oh, see it right there in mine. Oh, now down below, in your bowels, there's a lake of fire. And the fire, bubbling off of that lake of fire, keeps that sea boiling and purifying. So by faith, I place all my own ways, all working of Satan, all my past mistakes, and all of my diseases, and all lies of Satan about my diseases, into that sea of forgetfulness, and say, it has sunk down in the sea, and has dropped into the lake of fire, and he has been destroyed. Now just wipe yourself right on over. Look how shy I love it right. Say not in my heart that I shall wait for the troublings of the waters for my healing. For yea, the waters in me is troubled now against thy diseases, and it is troubled days and nights. Only find thou the troubled waters that are running with fire and love and grace, and cast thy diseases in, saith the Lord, and let me clothe back upon you the healing which thou deservest. Oh, gate number three, the heart of the Father. Oh, ooh, boy, we're gonna have to work on this in 2 or 3 days, aren't we? It'll be wonderful. Lord Jesus, I accept you right there before me. Ooh, here now, white as wool.
White as snow.
Ooh, eyes like fire.
Eyes like fire.
Face of love and compassion.
Eyes of love and compassion.
Clothed with a garment all the way down to the foot. Shining with resurrection power. Oh, feet like fine brass, burning fire.
Inside of you,
inside of you
is the heart
of you
and of my Father,
in which you are now one.
And that heart of my Father,
when I enter it,
it does take all my old ways
and cast them in the sea of forgiveness.
And does take all the working of Satan
and cast them in fire.
That heart of my Father,
and may your heart
that doeth all things
at the pleasure of his good will.
By faith
I say
that I am placed
upon your heart,
and I have been
consumed
into your heart.
That is, wipe yourself.
Whoa.
Shaka.
And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it, and thou shalt in no wise enter in, do it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Now another mystery of Christ. He said, I am the door. He said, now when you enter in by me, he said, you can go in and out and find food anytime you want to. You get inside that New Jerusalem, you don't have to just stay in there. At any time you got a need, said, come on out one of these gates by faith and get before another one and let you have your needs met and then go on back in. You have another need? He said, I'm the door. He said, I'll let you in and out. Said, that same door of fire you entered in, said, you can come out through the door of need. That same lake of forgetfulness or sea of forgetfulness which you entered in, said, it's safe now. Said, there shall nothing be hurt you inside. They shall not hurt inside. So you can come out to that same door and get before it and just, ooh. Then go on back in. Because that New Jerusalem is the sheepfold where my people lie down after their needs are met and they'll get rest. Said, that heart of the Father, said, it works both ways. Said, you can come out. Said, it's open anytime. You can come out and stand before it on the outside. Get the sword back in the heart of my Father and my heart. Get whatever need of love you have there. Said, then you can go right on back in, right to the heart, and lay down in there and let that love work you over. Put the rag on your head there, Brother Ron. Yes, Lord. Oh. And he said, it won't be shut by day or night.
He's alive. His glory and his mysteries are beyond understanding, but faith gets them every time. And love perfects them. Ooh. Ishia-la-la-la-la-braya. Now, the purpose of God is blessing for you and death to your enemies. He has set these gates before you so that he can, all of your enemies die at these gates. Now, I could tell you something else about these gates, but we're going to stop for now. And you've got the tape. I want us to get a copy of it. And I want that thing to play over today. I shocked you a little bit in this thing, but God did it on purpose. He didn't want you to get settled down in 1, 2, 3 type salvation, you know, in a form. He wanted you to have a living experience until you were like Samson. When he went out through the gates, he carried them with him. Well, he wants these gates up before you. As three or as one. When you lay down at night, there they are right before you. When you rise in the morning, there they are right before you.
sure he's going to use the church. He never quits using the church. And you'll never quit coming to the church to keep increasing your knowledge and mystery and faith and keep yourself built up. But he doesn't want you to just come to the church. He wants to carry whatever the church has home with you. This is one of the works of grace. He said, whatever I give you, it's without repentance. I do not take it back. He said, put it in your pocket, in your heart, in your mind, and carry it with you. Didn't he? Didn't he say the gifts and callings of my grace are without repentance? Didn't he? He said, I don't take them away when you leave out the church. He said, you carry them home with you. And said, I've got enough. Said, I've got enough. It doesn't matter. Said, I just keep multiplying myself. One of my characteristics is the more I give out, the more I have. And said, that same thing works in you. The more you give out, the more you have. He said, when I give you one bite of bread, said, then there's 100-fold bites of bread takes its place. You know why? Because you, when you eat that bite of bread, you're going to start giving out some bread to someone else, and you're going to need some more bread. So I'm dedicated to supply your needs, so I'm going to pour it on you. Said, I'll wait till you get ready for bread. He said, I'll lay it up in store for you. It shall come to pass in that day, before they call, I'll answer. While they yet speaking, the glory will fall on them. And they shall not hurt nor destroy in any of my holy mountains, saith the Lord. And grace shall flow down like rivers and drip like honey from the lips, oh, of my people. And their body shall be clothed upon and shining with the resurrection of me, saith Lord. And what shall I say? Shall not the rivers and yea, even the oceans and even the sea turn into, oh, seas of blood, fire, pillars, and smoke mixed with love, grace, healing power, and all my nature, saith the Lord. Oh, kashiyalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal
Their blood was spilled, and as God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hand now the earth. My father and Moses went towards the promised land. So will today God's people be sent in plagues and judgment upon the disobedient. Every living thing in their way shall be dead. Have been given, have been received, the promised land, the earth for God's seed, the clothing of the earth by the frightening time for the wicked. The chosen God people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth. In the beginning, my father blew the winds of heaven down upon the earth. Judgment he took away. Now in this age it has been rebuilt. Have been given, have been received. Now a heavenly Eden for my people to rest and be free. The clothing of the earth by the living God. A frightening time. Chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth. Who can come against them? God's angels protect them, carrying the soft blood of their Lord. The clothing of the earth by the living God. Frightening time for the wicked. The chosen God's people have given their sacrifice. God's placed in their hands now the earth.
Have been given what they
chosen God's people has given the sacrifice God placed in their hands. Now the earth, my Father and Jesus made their sacrifice. Upon the earth their blood was spilled and established God's people, taken away their sins, saying, in my blood I shall build. Have been given, have been received with the righteous of the blood of my Lord. The clothing of the earth by the living God, a frightening chosen God's people have given their sacrifice, God's placed in their hands. Now the earth, my Father and Moses went towards the promised land, so will today God's people be sent in plagues and judgments upon living thing in their way shall be dead. Have been given, have been received the promised land, the earth for God's seed, the clothing of the earth by the living God, a frightening time for chosen God's people have given their sacrifice, God's place in their hands. Now the earth, in the beginning my Father blew the winds of heaven, now upon the earth there was light. He made a place called Eden, in his judgment away. Now in this age it has been rebuilt. Have been given, have been received. Now a heavenly Eden for my people to rest and be free. The clothing of the earth by the living God, a frightening time for chosen God's people have given their sacrifice, God's place in their hands. Now the earth, who can come against them? God's angels protect them, carrying the soft blood of their Lord. The clothing of the earth by the living God, time for the wicked. The chosen God's people have given their sacrifice, God's place in their hands. Now the earth,